Now, the fifth component of the strategic messaging formula is automate. What this refers to is a simple technique of automating the way you communicate with your target market. More specifically, it refers to automating your follow-up sequence with prospects who have opted into your list as described in the previous track. This is incredibly important. In fact, an MIT study has recently determined that follow-up is 22 times more effective when it happens in 5 minutes or less. Decades of sales training have proved that most prospects don't buy from you until you have communicated with them at least 7 times. Those are pretty shocking statistics, but they make a lot of sense. Just think about the last thing you purchased. I mean, something of significant value. Not like your groceries or clothes or other basic needs like that. As a business person, think about the last major product or service you bought for your business. How many times did you connect or communicate with a sales rep from that company before you signed on the dotted line? It was probably 7 times or more, right? You met them somewhere. They followed up on the phone. You probably exchanged 3 or 4 emails. They probably sent some more information like a brochure or something, which you probably didn't read. And then you set follow-up appointments. And somewhere after that, you finally bought, right? That's the normal process. Here's a relevant point to be made. Follow-up sequences need to be automated. As humans, we're terrible about following up. We always forget or come up with excuses. Today, there are hundreds of automatic follow-up tools that can do this for you. Even if you don't use an automated piece of software, you should still create a specified follow-up system or a sequence that is manually executed in the exact same manner every time for every customer as a part of your overall marketing system. No matter what you do, just make sure every prospect is followed up with multiple times with high-quality, relevant information that captures, connects, educates, and yes, incentivizes. Now, automatic follow-up is nothing new, right? I mean, everybody has seen autoresponders in their emails. Here's the point we are making in the strategic messaging formula. You need to be sure the content in your follow-up is important and relevant to the prospect. That is why I just mentioned the fact that you need to use the first 4 components of the strategic messaging formula in your automatic follow-up process. Here's why. If you bombard your target market with a bunch of automated sales messages that they don't care about, they will end up hating your guts because they will think that you're annoying. However, if they get high-quality information from you that is important and relevant based on emotional hot buttons, they will start to look forward to the stuff that you send them because they'll say to themselves, perhaps even subconsciously, everything I get from this company is great stuff. Whether it comes in the mail, email, or other follow-up method, people will love you if you send the right information. This just builds more confidence and allows you to again control your prospect's journey down the sales cycle, ultimately leading them to your front door. The number of examples here again are endless. Let's use another real-life example from the ag industry I mentioned earlier. One of the ways they meet new prospects is at trade shows, so we put together an automatic follow-up system using a piece of software that automatically follows up with customers via text, voicemail, and email. It's pretty slick. When one of my client's salespersons meets with a prospect at a trade show, he does what everybody else does. He gets their business card. Now, a business card is really an amazing tool because it has the prospect's contact information on it. But like I mentioned earlier, salespeople usually never follow up. Most of them have huge stacks of business cards with people they have never followed up with. Not this salesperson, because he is armed with an automatic follow-up system. Hey, it's the fifth component of the strategic messaging formula, so you gotta do it. So let's call our salesperson Billy. What Billy does is simple. Every time he gets a business card from someone, he takes out his smartphone, scans their card using a custom app. The app then automatically transcribes the contact information and puts a prospect into an automatic follow-up campaign. In this case, there are actually 7 ways to get someone's contact information on a list using our software, including texting the information, sending an email, calling into a custom phone number, scanning a QR code, filling in a form on a website, or manually inputting information into the software, or of course, using the smartphone app. However, at trade shows where business cards are being exchanged using the smartphone app, is the easiest method. Here's what happens automatically after the card is scanned. Within minutes, the contact information is transcribed and the prospect's information is input into the software system. The software then sends out a direct voice message. In other words, a client's cell phone never rings. It just indicates that they have a voicemail. When the prospect listens to the voicemail, they hear a message from Billy that says, "Hi, this is Billy from Supergrow Industries. It was nice meeting you earlier today at the trade show. Anyhow, I just wanted to let you know that I sent you an email with my contact information so you don't lose it. I'll follow up with you next week. Take care." Simple and harmless, right? It makes a big impact with the prospects. Then within minutes, they get a text message from Billy that says, "This is Billy from Supergrow Industries. It was nice meeting you at the trade show. I just sent you an email." The system then automatically sends out that email that says this: "Hello, first name," and of course the first name would be the prospect's actual first name. "It was nice meeting you at the trade show today. I just want to let you know that I'll follow up with you next week so that I can share some case studies with you and you can see how Supergrow has helped increase our customers' ROI in at least 3 different ways. I know you'll find the information valuable. Also, my contact information is below." Pretty strong, right? I mean, the software automatically touches the prospect 3 times in a low-key way. This method is non-offensive and makes prospects feel like you're diligent and hardworking as opposed to pesky and annoying. Then 3 days later, the system automatically sends an email with a headline that says, "3 Ways to Increase ROI." The email then says, "Hi, first name. This is Billy from Supergrow Industries. We met last week at the trade show. As promised, I'm sending you a link that describes 3 ways that our customers are increasing their ROI using Supergrow. You can learn these methods here." Then there's a link to their website with the specific content mentioned. You see how the email is short and to the point, and how it facilitates the decision-making process based upon relevant hot buttons. The next email comes 6 days after the first meet. This email says, in the subject line, "The science behind Supergrow." The body content says this: "Hi, first name. We put together a short video that I think you'll find valuable since many products today simply have no real science behind their claims. Supergrow is different." The video is aptly titled, "The Science Behind Supergrow." Once you understand it, you'll use it, guaranteed. You can watch the video here. Then there's a link to go watch the video, which is super high production video quality with animations, graphics, testimonials, and scientific explanations to describe how their product works and what types of results farmers are getting. Yes, the video was expensive to produce, but it's powerful and it works. Remember, if you want to dominate, you have to do what it takes. Then, after 9 days, they get another email with a headline that says, "Where should I send this report?" The email then says this: "Hi, first name. I was reviewing a special report that we just printed, and I thought of you. It's titled, 3 Proven Ways Farmers Can Significantly Increase Their Return on Investment with Supergrow." There's some great detail about soil microbiology that most farmers are completely unaware of, along with lots of data and evidence. I'd love to send you a copy of it. What address should I send it to? This email is awesome because it requests interaction. Also, do you see how this follow-up sequence is following the strategic messaging formula? The previous emails were connecting and informing, and now we're incentivizing. And now here's the deal. Not everyone is going to respond to this email. We understand that. But those who do are going to be hot leads. And of course, all of this is done with zero effort on your part, since the software handles it all for you. Now, I'm not going to take the time to review the rest of the follow-up sequence in detail, but in short, the additional emails go out and offer informational content based on the target market's hot buttons. It includes links to more videos, testimonials, and evidence. There's also an offer to receive a free DVD. The last message is actually a text message that simply says, "This is Billy from Supergrow Industries. What day is a good day to call you?" After 9 automatic contacts in less than 30 days, with a tremendous amount of value included in those contacts, it's simply human nature to respond. When the prospect responds to his text message, the text is automatically forwarded to Billy's email so he knows the prospect has responded and he can then respond accordingly. As I'm sure you can see, an automatic follow-up system is a powerful new weapon in any company's marketing arsenal. I think you'd have to be crazy not to implement this kind of tool. We use it in our business, and we use it for our clients. Can you see yourself using an automatic follow-up system such as this? What kind of effect do you imagine it would have on sales in just this year alone? Think about that as we move along.